Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of New Teak Boutique, here to tell you about something new. Four Men on Exchange, a men's specialty shop on the square in downtown Pendleton, just across the street from New Teak Boutique. From gifts to men's and women's wear, we've got you covered head to toe. Window shop, shop for yourself, or for a friend. We're just glad you're here. Find Four Men on Exchange on Facebook and Instagram for updates and more. Four Men on Exchange on the square in downtown Pendleton. We look forward to seeing you soon.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. Outdoers get more done.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, As we sit alone, I know someday we must go on. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love.
Sam, I hope that's true for you.
Some folks just have one.
Count on both hands the one you love. Welcome back. Glad you played that. Roosters MGC, get your haircut like a man. Men's Grooming Center, Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road. You have a big, thick, healthy, full head of hair.
Yeah, I got too much hair right now.
Cherish it. You might have too much lettuce in your bowl. Go over and see these good folks. Cherish it, Sam. Cherish
I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Good. I don't have that issue. That is not my that's not my bag, man. They can make me look better, but it's a miracle when I go to Roosters. Roosters MGC, get your seven-step facial, the razor shave, the beard trims, the beard shaves, the camouflage stuff, the head shaves, the back-of-the-neck razor shave. Get pampered. Do it. My great friends over at Roosters, roostersmgc.com. Final point on the Dabo stuff, and we'll get more into it the next few days. One of the things you love about Dabo Swinney is his authenticity, and what you're saying is, in the future, what I'm saying in the future is you can't be yourself now, what you built, because you got to go do it like everybody else does it. So that you see how my point is, my point through all of it is, that's not an easy, everybody thinks, oh, easy, oh, just adapt and go win, and win is the most important thing. Well, that's not kind of what you built it on, so you got to change all that. Interesting times. Red is up first in this hour. Good morning, Red. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm blessed. Very blessed. I know you are, too.
Hey, man, wow. So, on your comment just now, hey, man, I would choose character over wins at any time, because if you've got good character and you're doing God's love, man, you always win.
Yeah.
And that's what Dabo does.
Well, and, but in that, if you do that, you're going to get fired, because
well,
you got to win.
You don't get fired from heaven.
No, that's right.
I'm telling you that. You can't get fired from heaven.
Ah.
So. And I tell you, Mickey, the character that Dabo has and he's got with his coaches. You know, Tyler Grisham came out this weekend. After that loss, they came out and they served the homeless with us and two receivers, Luke Stubbs and Avery Whitney. And they came out and they, man, they were out there hugging on people and loving on people. It didn't matter if they lost yesterday, man. They was doing God's love, man. And they won. They won Sunday.
Yeah, they won Sunday.
Nobody got to see it, but they won Sunday.
Yeah.
And I tell you, man, you know, it was funny. Tyler and I and the two receivers were sitting there talking. And one of the men that are homeless came up, and he didn't know who Tyler and the receivers was. All he knew is they was wearing clips and stuff. And he just busted in the circle, and he said, man, y'all suck. Y'all ain't never going to win. And Tyler's sitting there, and the receivers are sitting there, and he's just talking. And Tyler asked him who he fooled for. He said, I'm a bulldog. Rah, 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 and started barking. And so I stopped him because he was getting into it. And I said, hey, Lee, this is Tyler Grisham. He's the coach, wide receiver coach from Clemson. And these are two of his receivers. And his face dropped. His eyes got big. And he said, oh, but my second favorite team is Clemson.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good.
But, you know, Tyler didn't get upset. Receivers didn't get upset. You know what Tyler and the receivers did? They hugged on him and loved on him. And Tyler gave his hat.
That's great.
I mean, you don't get that anywhere else, man.
No.
You know?
I'll tell you this. And I'm going to let the folks behind the curtain a little bit here. I called you yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
Sam, I maybe my proudest moment as a dad yesterday. So my wife and son come home from school, and I always take my daughter out to see them, and she runs to mom, and we kind of trade off. Drake runs in my arms every day, right? And Drake says, hey, Dad. There's this homeless guy that we're going to go help right now. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, we just saw him on the road, on the side of the road. And I said, all right. And so he goes in and he starts getting up Capri Suns and Diet Mountain Dews. And we have a cheer wine there. And he's got these, macadamia nut Clif bars and crackers and chips. And he takes his wallet out. And pulls money out of his own wallet from his Tooth Fairy money. And he said, come on, Dad. And I'm like, all right. And so I will tell you, we had to park the car and walk up to him. But my thing I remember the most from you was we're trying to humanize the homeless. And I don't know if the guy's homeless. He's got a sign out by the exit ramp there. And anyway... And so the one thing, the only lesson I wanted Drake to learn was I said, Drake, let's just ask him what his name is. And so it was a short conversation, but Drake walks up with this bag and this money in his hand, and he hands it to him, and he said, hey, I just wanted to help you a little bit. And the guy was very, very appreciative of it. But he says, my name's Drake. What's your name? And, man, I'm sitting there trying not to tear up watching this thing happen, but he said, my name's Chris. And so we get back in the car, and he's like, Dad, let's start praying for Chris at night. And he said, we should have got his phone number to call him and make sure he's okay. And I'm like, whoo, man, we're cutting onions up there in the front seat. But the thing, we called you on it, and he was telling you about all this. And one of the things he asked is, like, when can we come out to start helping? And, you know, I've always told you I wanted to wait till that he could understand it. And at six now, he showcased to me yesterday that he gets it now. And they're going out of town this weekend, but I can promise you, a week from Sunday, we're going to be in Greenville, South Carolina, and we're going to be a big part of, hopefully, be a part of a big day for you guys over there. Can't wait.
And when Drake was telling me about it, Mickey, I was in tears.
Me too.
Because he was so excited.
Oh, he's so excited.
I mean, he was so excited to tell me, and. See, that's building character, Mickey. I'd rather have 1,000 Drakes than two people that don't even care about nothing but money.
Yeah.
Drake didn't care. Drake just wanted to help somebody. Dabo wants to win. And it's not like Dabo woke up that morning and said, we're going to piss everybody off.
Yeah. Just, yeah, let's try, let's try to get him mad at me. Now, you know, and again, maybe I think the thing that the best came out yesterday is that he helped Chris. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't a guy holding a sign off the nope. exit ramp that he helped Chris. And that was really cool. So,
and I tell you, man, Drake just built more steps to heaven yesterday.
The first ones, because we're going to be there, man. We're going to be there. I can't wait to see what he thinks of it and what his eyes are opened up to, and then what he's going to pass along to his sister. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
Yep.
Always good stuff, buddy.
I appreciate it,
man. Oh, I do too.
Yeah, and I love y'all. And Dabo has something he can go in the locker room today and tell them. And he can tell the guys, he said, man, you think all those people out there hate you? Even the homeless think you suck.
All right, love you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, love you.
All right, see you, brother. That's good. Let's get some phone calls here in this segment. 654 Roar Hampton. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good. How's it going,
man? I'm great. Hope you are too.
You know, I was just listening to your segment earlier about talking about Dabo having to just kind of do an overhaul of the program he's built here.
Yeah.
The past 18 years. And my thing is, like, does he have to do a complete overhaul, or does he just have to tweak things? Because I look at guys that are transfers that have come in, I think, that have done a lot of good for the program this year, like Tristan Smith, Will Held. Those guys play with heart. Those guys play play to win, do a lot of good stuff. And I even look at guys, like, in the basketball program, like the Joe Girards and Victor Lockins, guys that just transferred in and played a year. But, you know, those guys loved Clemson. Those guys gave everything they had, and they changed the program for the good. And they
it's a good point. It's a good point, Hampton. But I would say, like you know, Dabo's got this thing. It's something like 167 of 169 guys or something stayed 4 years, graduated. But those things, because it helped. I mean, I don't know if he's going to come back and get a second degree or a graduate degree and all that. And really, those guys are here only two semesters, because now he'll go NFL or you know, I don't know how Tristan Smith will be here longer if he's got some eligibility and all that. But that's what you're saying. But my major point, and yeah, you're right. You can still have the Paul journey, but it's not going to be the differentiating factor anymore. And the graduation rates won't be the differentiating factor anymore. You know, because how many times have you heard it said, man, Clemson's just different? Well, now that's not what you're selling. Now you're selling is that $600,000 is more than $550,000. So it's not a complete overhaul. But the other part of it is that you've got to tell guys, yeah, I know you've got only 18 hours left to graduate, but you're not going to make another dime here. We're taking away your money here in your NIL the 1 year we gave it to you, but we've got to go give it to somebody else now who is going to be here for one semester. But that's what you got to go. So you got to leave, and you got to go to East Carolina, whatever, to graduate now. So that is a completely different, man. It is it's not a complete overhaul, but it is a major overhaul. And you know, the thing we talk about authenticity with Dabo, man, that's not in who he is and what he's built here. So it's a huge fundamental shift, in my opinion.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I look at it, you know, especially going into next year, you don't got a lot of returning talent like we had this year. And so, I don't know, do you necessarily have to tell those guys, like, hey, you got to go off or bring in someone else? Or, like, hey, like, we're bringing in another guy. You can stay, but there's going to be competition.
But you're not getting any money. Like, you're not getting any money. And so if someone else is going to pay you $100,000, we're not paying a dime, so what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah. That makes sense. I was just curious because I heard someone say the other day on a TV show, like a sports talk show, they were talking about how guys at Clemson, you know, they feel like their jobs are safe because there's no competition because guys aren't bringing any
guys. Yeah, I get that a little bit.
That was not bringing any guys from the portal.
Did you see that, Hampton, did you see that stat that the top seven ranked teams in the portal rankings – or 127-0.
Yeah, I saw that, and so
let me give you an example of this one. So, this is Indiana, all right. And I'll let you pick another team in the top 10 right now. And Ohio State and Georgia are the top two recruiting schools in the country. They don't have as many, but any other team you pick it out. But like Indiana right now, they've got on offense, on their starting offense, 9 of their guys are transfers. And on defense, I'm not sure I'm saying this, 9 of their starting guys on defense are transfers. 18 of their 22 starters are transfers. And I'll let you pick another team in the top 10 right now.
Florida State.
Florida State. And then they are the best example of first to worst. Florida State as on offense, 10 of their starters on offense – are transfer portal guys, and on defense, five. Oh, actually, only six on defense. So 16 of the starting 22 are transfer portal guys at Florida State. Mm-hmm. That's where you're at. Yeah. That's what you got to go do. That's it. I mean, that's exactly. If you, and that idea of we're just different. I don't know, man. If you're going to do it like everybody's going to be doing it, you can't be, you know.
I think this year was the big year for Dabo to prove it. If he was going to prove it, like, hey, the culture's different.
And it didn't work.
We were tossing returning talent.
Yep.
This was going to be the year he was going to show college football that, yeah, things were different and we could still win at a high level, and he just hasn't done it.
And what college football showed him is, no, you're not. So you can't do it that way.
It'll be interesting to see where he goes after this year with the program. So
no doubt. I will tell you this. I think moving forward, I think you got to have, because you're not recruiting in the top 10 right now, I think you got to have 12 to 15 guys leave and 12 to 15 transfers coming in every single year from now on.
Mm.
But to your point, that doesn't have to mean complete overhaul. You can still give those guys Paul Journey stuff, but they don't get 4 years or 5 years of exposure to it. They don't get the full one. And a lot of these guys are going to be here in the spring and then in the fall, and then they're gone. So the idea that you're different, you're not different now. You're the same as everybody else.
It's also interesting to think about with we're not recruiting at a high level like we used to. So it's like, you know, Paul Journey and things like that, that's what got us big-time recruits 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we're not getting those guys. So
that's because your money hadn't been what other people's money has been. Because there are still some Clemson kids out there that choose to be. Jeff Scott told me one time, I only missed on one guy I thought was a Clemson kid. Well, there's still a few of them out there. You know what we say is the Clemson kid, but not many, man, not many. Because I don't care at 17 years old, you can have all the morals and ethics and values you want, but. You know, 700,000 is more than 400,000.
Yeah, that's it. You're right about that.
That's it. And it's a shame that the adults have decided this is how it's going to be, but this is how it's going to be. And this is the NFL. And when you produce, you get it rewarded. When you don't, you're gone. You're cut. That's done. You're out. And that's where we are.
Yeah. Sad to see it. So.
Me too.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Hampton. Good phone call. Let's take a break. Everyone hold, hang on through this one with Dr. Martin or call me back. Love to hear from you. The Patterson Tax Service don't have – somebody out there has got some back tax issues. Man, put that to bed. That's got to be a stressor for you. Couldn't imagine saying, oh, I got this back tax issue I got to take care of. I'm behind taxes in years and hadn't done it. What? You got to do that, man. Do that and let these people take care of it for you. If you file an extension, do that. Let them take care of it for you. If you need a, need any kind of amended taxes, do that. Let them take care of it for you. Plan your taxes. Get your LLC stuff right. Let them do your daily, monthly, weekly tracking, payroll, bookkeeping, accounting. They do it all for you. They save you money. It's my great friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. Dr. Steve Martin joins us. I'll ask you about, do medical doctors, the medical staffs, the trainers, are they going along with the fake injuries? Do they have to go out there and fake it too? What goes on in that conversation? We'll ask about it right after this.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Drums from Sam over there. How'd I do, Sam? Pretty good?
Not bad, not bad.
Thank you very much. Schneider Tree Care.
7.5 out of 10.
Schneider Tree Care, they're not 7.5 out of 10. They're 10 out of 10. You're going to love dealing with these good folks. You know, a lot of companies out there. Now, I see, apparently the tree business is good. I see trees, companies everywhere, and there are different ones all throughout everybody's neighborhood, all around. There's one company that's different than that. These are certified arborists. This is a team. This is people that come in and plan your trees and plan what's best for your trees and mitigate disasters of roof lines and power lines. But they also do it with shrubs and get you, you know, either the right fertilizers or the right growth regulators. They do an awesome job. They do it for municipalities. They do it for Clemson University. They're an awesome tree company. Schneider Tree Care. Get to SchneiderTree.com, 833-4-MY-TREE. And if you're looking for an awesome place to live and a great culture, Eric Schneider, SchneiderTree.com. This segment brought to you by my great friends over at Arthrex, and Dr. Steve Martin joins us, orthopedic surgeon, Blue Ridge Orthopedics, Prisma Health, and head orthopedic surgeon for Clemson University Athletics. Good morning, Dr. Martin. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing great. So you're playing the air drums. You're faking that you're playing the drums. Is that right?
Yes, yes. It's okay. I don't have any sticks. I don't have any drums, but I act like I'm playing the drums. So I'm faking that. Is
right.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. We're faking it, which leads me to the question. We know players fake injuries, and I'm not accusing any one team or any one program, any one player of doing it. But my question to you, from a medical standpoint, when you're on the sidelines, the trainers know, they can see the difference in a real injury and a fake injury for the most part. And they go out there, and they still have to take their time in doing it. So are we training trainers and medical people to fake it as well? Or is that in the industry? Do they talk about it? Are they laughing about it? Are they, do they know they're going out there to do nothing, right? Is that something in your industry that is even talked about?
Interesting question. You know, I think, no, we're, you know, the medical staff is not really part of this game within a game, for the most part. And that's how you can actually, you know, as a fan, you say, well, how do you know they're faking the injury, right? And so we can be on the sidelines and look over, and, you know, I'll turn to Dr. Reeves and I'll say, that didn't really look like much to me. And so what are you looking for when you go out there to think that maybe they're faking the injury? And if you really want to know, yeah, there's two things. One is watch how the medical staff reacts when they go out. Yeah. It's hard for the, because we're, you know, we're in the business of being, you know, 100% honest. You know, you can't, talking about having honor, medicine, you know, that's what we do. So, you know, when the trainers go out there, if you watch them, and I won't, I'll just say in a recent game that we've had, the trainers would go out and they're not really doing anything. Let's say that the players got a cramp in their calf or their hamstring, and the trainer's not stretching it, and they're not massaging it, and they're not hydrating the player. They're just leaning over and they're not examining anything. They're not checking the knee. They're not checking the ankle. They're just kind of talking. And sometimes you have to do that. There are injuries that you're not going to do an exam. It might be where they get the breath knocked out of them or that. So you can't always tell, but you can get an idea that, that one didn't quite look like much there. You know, so it's kind of an interesting part of the game. You're a soccer fan, Mickey, and, you know, soccer has probably been the worst sport in the world about, you know, people faking. They'll fake the injury or they'll accentuate the contact to try to get the card or the penalty on the other team. And it's kind of been part of the game. And you can either kind of enjoy part of that being part of the game, or you don't like it. You know, it can be overdone at times. We have certain countries that overdo it more than other countries. And I think it's just, you don't want it to become too big a part of the sport, because it's not just for, you want a fair playing field, right? You want a level playing field, and you want the referees to call the game well, and you want the players to play well, and just the best man wins, so to speak. The medical staff generally is not, we're not practicing how to fake an injury and how to fake what we do from that perspective, if that makes sense.
It does. And I feel bad for the trainers who go out there who are being subjected to it. It's like, all right, I get it. Football, there's a football reason to do it. But there's not a medical reason to do it, but I got medical people out there, and it's almost like, wait a minute, man. You know, my time could be served better with a guy on the sidelines over there who might have some sort of issue, or else, you know, or I'm out here looking like I'm actually participating in this. But I will say this, and like you mentioned, you know, a guy gets hit in the midsection, in his, you know, groin area, whatever, and he, oh man, you know, you kind of know what happens, and it's going to take just a little bit of time to do all that. So you can't judge everything. I don't like having to boo someone, because you really don't know. It might truly be one of those. So it's a tedious fine line in there from a fan standpoint. All right, I've got a couple of text messages for you today, and this is one that we've talked about, but this is, I want to get this mom your answer on from 8019 on her text line. She says, I have a question for Dr. Martin if you have time. My son is 12. He's playing middle school football. He's played two seasons of tackle, one at 10 years old and now at 12 years old. In both seasons, he's gotten a mild concussion. Are some people more susceptible to concussions than others? My mama heart says no more football, but he wants to keep playing.
That's a really, really tough question. You know, I'm going to answer it the best I can from both medical standpoint and being a dad standpoint. I think you, after having multiple concussions, you can be more susceptible to future concussions. And I think there is a point where you have to draw that line. But I think what you're weighing, you know, we've talked about the benefit of sport. Sport is not without injuries, right? But look at the benefit that your, you know, daughters and sons get from playing a sport. You know, and everybody is, you know, this is a tough week. I hear all the discussions that are out there about Clemson. But, you know, I'm excited about the rest of the season for Clemson from my perspective, from a medical perspective, because what I like to see in sport is we want it to be tough. But, you know, we don't want to go out there and get a medal for every time we go out there and play, right? And nobody likes to lose. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, and there's nothing about losing that is palatable. But how do we respond? And it needs to be a harsh test. If we're gonna grow up and become, you know, good young adults, how do we respond to an adversarial situation? And so I think that's the benefit of sport, is that we do go out and we lose some and we have injuries and we respond to the injuries. You know, hopefully nothing serious, but we respond to the injuries in a positive way. And so I think there is a number of concussions that I would start to have a critical eye on if it were my son or my daughter with their sport, because it's one thing to you know, break a forearm or a wrist. It's another thing to have, you know, multiple concussions, and we know the downside of that. And so I think if you're having more than, you know, that second, third one in the same season, I think that season is something I would look at critically about not continuing that season and then see how they do. And I think there's a number at the upper end of that point, and I'm not going to draw an exact number because everybody's different, where you would say, hey, I think it's better if we look at a different sport. I mean, there's multiple sports out there to have, you know, the test and the harshness and the growth into young adulthood that sport gives you without it necessarily having to be a collision sport like football. We all love football, but there are other sports as well. And so I think that's the benefit of you know, the kids still playing multiple sports and not drawing a line on a one sport too early. But I think you do have to weigh the pluses and the minuses. But there's so many pluses to sport and playing sport for your children that I think that you have to look at that from that perspective as well.
Is this the right way of thinking too, that if, because, and it's not always speed, but as we go up in age groups, Like if he's got one at 10 and one at 12, but as we go up in age groups, the collisions, the speed of the game is a little bit faster. The you would think the collisions might be a little more violent, that you might be even more susceptible. The older you get, the stronger you get, the faster you get.
Definitely the collision energy is much, much higher. But I think the developing brain in the younger athlete is probably more sensitive to this. So I think there's two sides to that. Is, you know, one concussion at 10 may be worse than two concussions after the brain has matured. But yes, the violence of the game or the collision forces are definitely, they go up exponentially. The difference between high school and college, and I'm sure college and NFL, but standing on a college sidelines and hearing the collisions versus the high school, there is a big, big difference what's going on out there.
All right, you know, it wouldn't be a segment if I didn't ask you about a personal thing for me. On my left foot, on my the heel, but the inside of my heel. So if you're looking, I know it's hard to describe here, but if you're looking, if you go straight down my ankle bone and go about an inch towards my heel on the inside part of that, I'll get out of the bed in the mornings, or I'll step a certain way, and I'll feel a stretch in there. It's not pain, but it's obviously a feel in that. Is that Achilles? Is that what's down in there? I know it's hard to point to, but it's the inside. It's between the Achilles and the ankle, but all the way down almost to where the foot, you know, meets the ground. It's a little bit higher than that, like an inch higher than that.
It's called plantar fasciitis.
Okay. All right.
And so you have this band of fascial tissue. Fascia is like a flat rope that runs from your heel bone to the ball of the foot. And it's one of the mechanisms that holds your foot arch, the arch of the foot.
Right.
And so that heel bone, where it attaches on that heel bone is on that inside side predominantly. And when you sleep, your foot's in a down position. You get up and you take that first step and you stretch it, right? And that's why it hurts so much in the morning. And so the number one first step treatment is to do stretching 10 times a day. And if you go online and search plantar fascial stretching exercises, that's your ticket to success. If that doesn't work, we have all kinds of things, including a very painful injection that I can give you.
That's okay. That's okay. Doc, you're breaking up on me. You got a bad cell. I can't hear you. I don't know what's wrong there. No, but it's not exactly. Pain, by the way. It's just a twinge kind of thing. Like I feel it, but it's not.
Right.
It doesn't hurt. But yeah, and as we're doing it now, I'm stretching it now, and I kind of feel it now a little bit. So
so you pull your foot up and your big toe up.
Yes.
And you'll feel it stretch.
Yes.
That band right there where you're talking about. Exactly.
I have a high arch as well, and a very narrow heel. Do those two things lead to that? Do you see that sometimes?
Yes.
Okay.
So the high arch foot has more susceptibility to plantar fascial problems because that plantar fascia is very, very tight. If you pull your foot up and pull your big toe up, and then you feel on the bottom of your foot, you'll feel how tight that band is.
Every pair of shoes I have is worn out in the heel because of a narrow heel, but a wide foot. And the other part of it is, am I right, Doc? Lie to me here and tell me that high arch athletes, like that's more athleticism, like us high archers in our feet, right? We're unbelievable athletes.
So some of our fastest athletes on the planet Earth have flat feet. And some of our fastest athletes on the planet Earth have high arch foot.
Oh, man.
What is interesting is a high arch foot doesn't have as much give, doesn't absorb the energy as well. So you transfer the energy from the ground to your foot to, you know, run faster with that, but you also don't absorb shock as well. And so it's more important that you have, you know, shoes that absorb shock and shoes that have a arch support in them than a flat-footed person. So they both have their pluses and minuses, but they both can be very, very athletic.
Well, I was hoping you'd lie to me about that. But now let's stay away from the pain stuff. Always great stuff. I always learn so much. You amaze me with the knowledge, and I can never stump you. I hope you have a great week, my friend. Enjoy the open date, but and let's talk next Wednesday.
Take care, Mickey.
Dr. Steve Martin. that great segment, Clemson orthopedic surgeon. That guy knows everything. Whatever he says to do, that's what I do. Again, that great segment brought to you by our great friends over at Arthrex. What I can tell you is that company that sponsors that is amazing. I spent a bunch of time with them. I learn more about them all the time. And you know who else has spent time with them over there, Sam? Aaron Rodgers and Brock Bowers and Anthony Richardson and Brock Purdy and Tua and Drew Brees and Mike Trout and a bunch of great players there because – and the Sammy Browns of the world and my niece Isabella Rawl in the world, because these men and women are developing more than 1,000 new products and related procedures annually, and to make it minimally invasive with the orthopedic or trauma spine or any of the stuff they do. All of the arthroplasty stuff. They're innovating worldwide. They're a worldwide leader in this. If you want to work, learn more, or investigate Arthrex.com, the opportunities here in the upstate of South Carolina, careers.arthrex.com or orthopedia.com. Short break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming to you. Much of this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale, along with all new merchandise. Every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. If you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate, your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound.
Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at TopDressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and TopDressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at TopDressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your TopDressing.com for their special online at TopDressing.com. Call 888-850-1850. That's TopDressing.com.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
You're a big Cranberry fan.
I love the Cranberries. One of my favorite bands of all time.
We played on yesterday's show that Rory stuff. She's passed away, the lead singer, right?
A while, yeah.
Oh, man. I hate that. But, well, they're talented, man. They're very extremely talented.
Awesome.
One-time plumber, the name is the number. Get in touch with one-time plumber. They do a terrific job in Charleston, in Columbia, and in Greenville. The name is the number, and the price is the price. So you're not going to be back and forth, and it's not going to fluctuate depending on what emergency hours or any of that kind of stuff. You're going to be usually you call a plumber when things go wrong, and usually you're panicking and you're Googling and you're having to do it in a hurry. Just remember this, one-time plumber. One-time plumber. Remember the number. The name is the number, and Clemson grad is doing a great job for you for sure. Texas said you have linger. Of course you have linger.
Always.
We'll have linger.
So, you always have to let it linger.
That's one of your two or three favorite bands.
Yeah, they're up there.
Oh, top five. I like it. Like, I'd say one of my top 25. Love it. Love it for sure. Let's get some phone calls in this segment. Then we got all guests the rest of the show. So if you're on hold, I promise I'm going to try to get to everybody here in this segment. Larry, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey and friends. I'm doing well.
Awesome.
I want to kind of make my point and then see if I can justify it. I think it's time to have a huge celebration of Dabo, a Dabo Appreciation Day or something. My point comes from this, after listening to Red particularly. One of your relatives that lives in Sky Valley and I go to the same church, and we're going to have a Pastor Appreciation Day coming up. I've just gone through some heart surgery, and it's good to see the pastor in there, that sort of stuff. But back to build the point, I was at Clemson in the 60s when we burned Frank Howard's image and effigy on campus, got rid of him. I saw what happened the next couple of decades. And then we all saw when Danny Ford came along, was successful, and people didn't like what he did, and they got rid of him. And we had another couple of decades of rotten football. And for all these people out there talking about getting rid of Dabo, you don't know what you're liable to get the next 20 years. And it's not just Clemson. I went to Georgia, too. I'd agree there. Love the Dogs. I saw everybody wanting to get rid of Vince Dooley, and they did, and they had about the same result. So my thinking is that maybe the rhetoric needs to change a little bit. All the great things that Red mentioned that Dabo and this culture has brought are so invaluable, and give the guy support. I wondered about at that Syracuse game, I think we had some five-star recruits there, and I wonder what they thought about people booing our team. I wonder if that made them want to come to Clemson. I'm tired of all the negativity. I think people need to change the rhetoric and be positive and supportive and appreciate what we've got, and maybe all pulling together, it will come back and be the great days again.
Let me ask you this, Larry, more importantly, because we gave you a shout out on the show as you were going into heart surgery that morning. How you doing?
Doing good, thank you. She told me that, and I tried to go back and find it on the podcast, and I didn't find it, but I'll still try to do that. Just for everybody out there, too, I'm certainly not your doctor, and I've had plantar fasciitis, but I'm not going to give you advice on that either. But, oh, no, I'm fairly lean. I got some age on me, 78, but fairly lean, hike a lot, play a lot of pickleball, and one of the last people in the world you'd think would have a heart problem. And I didn't have the typical heart problem. I didn't have the blockage and all that sort of stuff, but I had a valve that gave out. And the important thing for people to know is that if you start having symptoms, and mine were just shortness of breath, I could walk up a hill and think, gosh, you know, a few weeks ago, I didn't huff and puff going up that hill. Go on and get it checked out because the valve went bad, and you don't have much warning on something like that. Even if you know you're healthy, you work out and all that, if your body starts telling you something may be wrong, go get the professionals to check it out.
Is your prognosis good? They feel good about what they got done?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
I'll be back playing your relative there on pickleball court.
Well, I keep telling her, man, I'm coming over to play, and I can't wait to see you, but I just got a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and, man, they take up every second. But, well, I'll get a break, and we'll come over there and see you guys over in the Rayburn. I need to play Sky Valley, obviously, we play there, golf there. I need to play the waterfall course over there, too. So looking forward to getting over that way, sir.
Absolutely.
Hey, keep
anyhow,
me up.
I
think you make great points. Will you keep me up to date with your health and let us know if you need anything?
Will do. Look forward to seeing you, and God bless everybody, and go Tigers and dogs too.
Thank you, Larry. How about that? A Tiger graduate and a dog graduate. See that often. Looper is up next. Looper, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Nick, doing good. I hope Larry's doing well, but I'd also like to add that Georgia fired Mark Richt and went on to hire Kirby Smart and went on to have one of the best eras in Georgia football history. But that wasn't really the reason I called, Mick. I know everyone's down about their football state of mind right now, but I have a solution, Mickey Plyler, all right?
All right.
And it starts this Friday at 7 a.m., okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does.
So you can get on board with the United States of America, and we can watch this thing, you know, for the next few days, and you can completely forget about your offense if you really want to, Mick. I got to ask this, and I've asked this to a lot of people. Who are you sending out first in your foursome? What pairing are you sending out?
I saw the practice pairings the other day. And I don't know exactly who, but I'm sending out Scottie Shepherd hit the very first shot. I'm sending out the best player in the world, the most dominant player in the world, and I'm going to send a message right off the bat that this is my guy, and he is going to lead us. I'm not sure I'd play him in 5 matches. I'd play him at least 4. If he wants to go 5, you know, a lot of times a 5 never works, but he's going to be my bell cow. And there's a lot of great players there and a lot of great guys doing a lot of great things, but I'm putting my money on Scottie Shepherd to help get that first point on the board and get off to a good start. You?
You know, I asked somebody about this in the golf business, and I said, you know, who would your pairings be? And it goes so in depth, Mickey. You gotta think about the golf balls.
Yep.
Like you gotta match up golf balls. And I'm going, this is stuff that I've never thought about in my life.
Yeah.
And the USA team hires out military strategists.
Yep.
I'm talking about dudes that are in the weeds with it.
Dr. Drew Brandon from Amplos, who works with Dr. Milt Lauder, they're up there studying body languages and how guys react and all the, you know, the how you pair guys up with all that. I mean, it really is amazing.
Well, I'm just here to say, if y'all are all down on your football prognosis and you want to watch some drama – go down.
High drama. Right?
It can start at high drama. You got caddies yelling at golfers, okay? You're going to have really slow play, really fast play. You're going to have some screaming
I mean, it's the one time in the golf world where you literally match up the other sports mindset, and you have some people going back and forth. It's not like, oh, we're just going to shake hands every time.
No.
It's one of the most fun golf events you could ever watch. So I would just say, if you're down in your luck right now, just tune in Friday. It starts early in the morning.
It's 28 hours of coverage over 3 days, and it's going to be fascinating. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Yep. Hey, Looper, I got one for you here. Appreciate the phone call. 8248 says, head to the Ryder Cup this weekend, Mick. Heckle advice. Not going to heckle. We're not going to be booing the other team. We're going to be pulling for our team. And getting boisterous when your team makes a great shot. I don't believe in booing or heckling anybody, but I believe in total 100% cheering for your team and going loud. Seminole Ted, thanks for hanging on, man. I got about a minute or so. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to get in and say, you know, Florida State's got a big game Friday night.
Huge.
This is a good team, but I think that Florida State is going to make a statement victory this weekend, and I think that they're going to come out 38-17 on that game in Charlottesville. It's going to be a hard one. But I think that our defense is going to be good enough to stifle them a little bit, and we're definitely going to score points, Mickey. We can run the ball. We can throw the ball. We can get points a whole bunch of different ways. So Florida State's going to win big. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thank you, Seminole Ted. That's an interesting game. Friday night in Charlottesville, Virginia. I got a friend of mine's going to that one, and then they're going to Oregon, Penn State. They do this every year. They take a road trip when Clemson's open week, and what a good trip that's going to be. Hey, Sam, Harbin Lumber started in 1917. You know what started in 1917? Cheerwine. I just had a Cheerwine this morning.
I was a little jealous of that.
1917, man. What a good year. Two great companies. I don't know about Cheerwine for family-owned. Harbin Lumber is family-owned, family-operated. A full-service lumber yard. Get in touch with Harbin Lumber. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. When you want the best, if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, get in touch with them. They're going to take care of you. You're going to love it. They're going to learn more about your business and your niche and how you do your business and team with you and make you more efficient, get you the best products at the best prices on time every time. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Bama and Georgia talk with Dane Young kicking off hour number 3.